Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer and coach, Miss Donna.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is Sunday, March 28, 2021, and we are broadcasting live from the lovely, hot city of Atlanta. Yes, it feels like it's summer here, you guys, and that's not such a bad thing. Well, listen, this evening we will discuss relationship part two, relationships part two. So please stay tuned. Well, of course, the name of our show is What is Etiquette Anyway? And I always like to begin by just simply answering that question, since it is a question for the benefit of the new listeners, and we know we have younger listeners as well. So etiquette is just a set of rules of behavior, and of course, by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. And we definitely want to talk about living together more pleasant and comfortable, as our show will certainly relate to relationships, okay, this evening. All right, so listen, etiquette actually comes from the word itself. It comes from a French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Now, Charles I and II of England copied the rules from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So kudos goes out to Charles I. We are excited about that. Well, once again, welcome everyone. If you are joining us for the first time, welcome. And if you are not, that means you're part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. And thank you for that. No matter where you live in the world, you have somewhat heard the stats that have been surrounding the impact regarding the pandemic. When it comes to family relationships, when it comes to marriages, just, you know, the impact that's been made really when it comes to the family unit itself. And last week, on our show, Relationships Part 1, we actually spoke with several couples that called in to share what was making their relationships work or what was actually causing their relationships, if you will, to remain intact. And so we just had a lot of great information. We had some great feedback that I'm going to certainly, I'm going to go over the feedback that we did receive regarding that show. It was a great show. If you did not have an opportunity to listen to that show, I certainly want to recommend that you go back and listen to the archive. And pardon me, it actually was not last week. It was 2 weeks ago. I missed you all last week. I attended an event. My goddaughter actually had her gender reveal baby shower on last Sunday, so we missed you guys. But we are back, so 2 weeks ago, actually, and the link is actually posted, in fact, on our show page today, the link to the prior show, part one, in case you have any challenges finding it, you can certainly go to our show page and you will be able to find it there, okay? What I want to do, I want to go ahead and bring on to the front of the call. She is certainly no stranger to the What is Etiquette Anyway show. In fact, she has been on the show several times, and she is my cousin, Pepe Chapman, who is a therapist. Pepe, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I am doing well. Happy Sunday to you, and thank you so much for joining us this evening. I know you are very busy, and your workload is just really incredible, if you will. So thank you so much for taking some time to join us this evening. Certainly do appreciate it.
You're welcome, and it's my pleasure.
Oh, thank you. And what I wanted to do, Pepe, is just I promised generally when I don't have an opportunity to go over to address some of the comments that we receive, I always want to assure the listeners that if it's not done on that particular episode, then we will certainly do it on the next one. So that's what we're doing. So I just wanted to start out at the top of the show and just sort of read some of the feedback that we received from the show. The first one says, Miss Donna, it says, thank you for your show and the timely topics. My daughter and her husband separated last year, and we sent the archive link to them so they can both listen. They both contacted my wife and I to say thank you. They are looking forward to hearing part two. We believe they are going to get back together. Thanks again. Oh, well, it is our pleasure, and thank you so much for sharing the link. And yeah, hopefully, you know, that will certainly happen. We certainly do wish them all the best. And, you know, we are just so grateful for the impact that the show has on a person's, and we do certainly do not take that lightly at all. There is one that says, Ms. Donna, thanks for your show. I want to thank the Humanas for their comments last week. They were very helpful to my wife and I. They mentioned God wants marriages to stay together, and we prayed about it. That's what we needed to hear, and this comes from the Conley family. So thank you all for certainly sharing that. And, yes, the Humanas were with us last week. And if you guys heard the show, you remember that they they are teachers of a life group. And we did share their information as well. So I am so glad. Let's see. Let me go ahead and see if I can read an additional one. And we're going to start going to our callers. Miss Donna, just wanted to say thanks to the delightful Humana couple and the other couples that shared. Their testimonies were very timely for us as we've been contemplating a divorce. Thanks again for what you do for the community. We've listened for 5 years now. This is the Johnsons in Atlanta. Johnsons, thank you so much for that feedback. And, yes, they were certainly a delightful couple, as were, you know, our other couples that were on. So we certainly do appreciate that. And, by the way, I know I just kind of jumped in here. If you would like to join the conversation, you'll have an opportunity to do that. By calling 516-418-5894. Again, 516-418-5894, or you can just send us your email as well to MsDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Okay, so if you didn't have an opportunity to join the show last week, we certainly have room for you on this evening. So what I'm going to do, you can certainly feel free to call us, whether, and I know mainly last week, I know we had couples and there was marriages, but I know that we did talk about families in general. And so that's what we're also going to be discussing is family relationships. You know, how are family relationships being saved, if you will, or being able to remain together? And, of course, you know, there's no perfect relationship. And there's no perfect relationship simply because there are no perfect people. So, okay, so how about that? So once again, we're going to go ahead and start going so much for your patience. And we are going to begin picking up calls now. I will say the last four digits in your phone number, and you will know that I am referring to you. Okay, so we're going to start out with extension 7903. Extension 7903, hello.
Hello.
Hello, hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Happy Sunday to you.
And the same to everyone.
And I guess happy Sunday and happy Palm Sunday, too, since you celebrate Palm Sunday. How about that? And I don't know if you had an opportunity to hear our show on last week, but we are certainly following up to that and would love to hear your comments.
Well, I would say, especially on relationships, I believe putting God first above everything, including marriage, kids, everything, which actually keeps the family together. Family that prays together stays together. That's my belief. There's hard times when, you know, you go through certain things in life that, you know, you just basically feel like giving up sometimes. That isn't always, you know, the answer. You go to God in prayer and ask for guidance. And I've always gone to Him and asked for guidance. And also ask Him to order my steps because it's not my own. But that's, you know, that's what I believe in a relationship. It takes, some people say, oh, it's, you know, 50-50. No, you give it 100+, and that's both parties. You know, you can't just, you know, give I want to say, 50-50, but 100+, and you have to put God first in everything that you do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that was one of the comments that we heard on last week, that it is a must, that, you know, God must be a part of the relationship. And, you know, again, whether it is the husband and wife relationship, whether it's just the family in general relationship as well.
Right.
And, you know, and we know that we have, there's been so much that has transpired over the last year, especially during the pandemic. It's probably the largest thing that really occurred. And we know that, you know, some people, that they did have a breakdown of relationships. Some people lost family members. And we want to talk about that, too. How have you been able to stay together?
Well, let me tell you this. Over the past year, first, the pandemic, we encountered that. And for business purposes, you know, I've had to travel and I've been through two major hurricanes, where, you know, you feel like you just, the first one just about takes almost everything, lost a vehicle, totaled that. Here comes a second hurricane, just weeks apart, have to endure that. But one thing I can say, last year I've seen so much and within that year that you might think you can't recover, but through it all, I've got the chance to really go through it and see what other people has gone through. And a lot of people really gave up, even on relationships, you know, families split. But I have been blessed. Even though we've been through all of that, you know, I've seen other people come from all over the other cities, states, come out pulling together. As much hate as we've seen so far where I'm at, I've seen the love that shined through. And by the grace of God, you know, things are getting better, you know, but we still have a whole lot to actually work through. Coming into the new year, we lost our son, January 9th. It's been a real struggle, but we still keep praying. We don't lose sight or focus. So with that being said, you know, prayer is the answer.
Yes. And certainly my condolences for your loss. And
thank you.
And I know without a shadow of a doubt there are people that are listening now that also, you know, have lost a loved one. So what can you offer to them? I know you said prayer is very, very important, a very important part of this. What can you offer them that those they may be feeling hopeless or, you know, they just don't know what to do or where to turn and just what to do? So just what, you know, what do you feel that would be helpful to someone else that you have actually experienced? I mean, we can speculate if we have not experienced, but you've gone through that. And you are going through that because you said just January, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's a tough subject. You know, I know we're not the first and we won't be the last. But I can say throw ourselves into prayer. We know that our son's death has not gone in vain. We know that there's a reason for everything. And sometimes when you feel like giving up, don't. We know that we don't know the reason why. We ask ourselves questions, why? Why me? But what gets me through, I think, I go back to the Bible, and I think about God, how he gave his only son for us. My son was my only son. Am I any better than he? So all I can do is pray and know that there is something good to come out of this. You know, we could have lost our son. We could have lost him in a way that was really brutal. You know, but we know our child is at peace. It's hard to describe it, but only prayer gets us through each and every day. It brought, I would say, the family, some of us closer, and some that we hadn't spoken with in years. It brought them closer. Even our daughter, it brought her back a little closer, you know. So our son did not go in vain.
And thank you for sharing. I know that you were present. You heard the first show, and I know you didn't have an opportunity to join us and speak. So I certainly, most definitely wanted you to share first, because I wanted you to be able to speak about it. And I thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm sure that you are just with your with you sharing is helping other families that are going through this. So thank you so much. Okay, and I'm trying, and I will hold you over. Okay, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
And if you all are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are talking about family relationships and what it takes to keep your family together. And I thank you all. I thank you so much for your patience. And we are coming. You will hear me say the last four digits of your phone number, and you will know that I am referring to you, okay? Extension 6947, extension 6947. Hello? Hello? Okay, they may be just listening in, which that's perfectly fine, but we're going to go ahead and keep moving here. I want to go back. Let's see here. Extension 7122, extension 7122. Hello.
Hi, Miss Donna. How are you? This is Dr. Tia Crooms.
Yes, hi. Oh, hi, Dr. Tia. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? I'm just listening in and, you know, just enjoying the conversation. So thank you for allowing me to be here. Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, I wasn't sure if you were going to be joining us or not this evening, but thank you so much.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay. All right. So let's see. Let's go to extension. Again, you will hear me say the last four digits of your telephone number, and then you will know that I am referring to you. Extension 5880. Extension 5880, hello.
How are you, Donna? It's Joe Clements, and Joyce is here as well.
Hi, Joe and Joyce. How are you?
We're doing quite well, thank God.
Great, great.
And yourself?
Thank you. Doing well, doing absolutely well. Thank you so much. Happy Sunday to the both of you.
Thank you.
And I know that you all always have some great information to share In fact, I recall we did receive, and Joe and Joyce, they were with us on last week, and I do recall us receiving a message stating they said in part that they appreciate your comment that you said about having a healthy marriage, and a marriage that lasts takes three. And then you followed up to say that you're not talking about anything kinky. So, and they got a kick out of that. And so you can, since I have you on live, you can just tell them what, the benefit of those who were not listening on last week, you can just tell us what the third person was.
Okay, I'll certainly expand upon that. But I also, regarding the sister that that just spoke, regarding the hardships in her life, that was encouraging. That was so encouraging. I mean, it was. I mean, we all go through various hardships in our life, and we don't know how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen. We know that hardships do come.
Mm-hmm.
And to have a relationship with Almighty God, and to be able to cast our cares and turn to Him in those times is so vital for us, because, you know, life can be crushing. Those situations are meant to crush us at times, and if we can turn to God and do prayer and just cast our cares upon Him, His strength will always carry us through. And so I was very encouraged by what the sister had to say. And also we send our condolences as well.
Yeah.
But in the statement regarding marriage takes three, goes hand in hand with what she was saying as well, that marriage takes three. And that third person is Jesus Christ. You know, as people come together, my wife and I came together from various walks of life and various situations that we were raised with, and storms in life that altered our personalities of who we were. You know, we were both sincere and honest to a degree that we thought we knew what it took to survive a marriage. But without the, you know, we've been married 37 years by the grace of God. And without the grace of God, there would be no way we could be here speaking on His behalf, giving Him the glory for what He has done. He's brought us through things that were devastating, and it would be surprising to many that we're still together, but it's only by His grace that through situations that we could stop and cry and sometimes yell and shout and scream and pray and turn to Him and allow His grace to carry us through, because that we both realize that's the only thing that carried us through. It wasn't our education, it wasn't our emotions, it wasn't our intellect. It was just by the grace of God that we were able to now to even present ourselves as still being together. Not just being together, going through the motions, being together, having a hope. Blessed is the man whose hope is the Lord. And so with that hope, you know, it's just not going through the motions every day. It's hope that it's going to get better. Our love is going to grow. It's going to continue to glorify Him. It's going to continue to shine. And so, again, marriage takes three. And there's a poem. The next time I get on this phone, I'm going to have that poem with me, that marriage takes three. It's a poem that really highlights what I'm saying here, but I hope everyone understands what I'm saying, that marriage, Jesus has to be at the center of every marriage for it to truly be successful, for it to truly be a marriage that's based on truth, that's based on love, based on the principles of God, that will get you through every single situation. It may not seem like it, but he will get you through every single situation. So, again, marriage takes three, and it's not just two lovers coming together. It's Christ has to be at the center of that.
Thank
and I know
you.
If my, so, my wife wants, I don't know if Joyce wants to expand on anything here.
No, I think you've done a great job, Dave.
Yeah, and it's always a pleasure to hear from you both. So thank you so much, Joe and Joyce.
Thank you. Thank you.
So we are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back, and we will return to our phones. And thank you, those of you that are on our lines. Thank you so much for your patience. We'll be right back, and we'll come right to you. Okay? Thanks.
There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease, a disease that affects one in every seven Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800. 1-800-283-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously. This video is for parents and grandparents and for you, because you want your baby to thrive. For a baby, touch is talk. Touch is the most developed sense a small baby has. Skin-to-skin contact is a powerful way to communicate with your baby before your baby can talk to you. Give your baby the gift of feeling deeply connected to you. Give them a baby massage. Create a deep and lasting bond.
Hello, parents. Do you have school-aged children or know someone who does? Listen up. Miss Donna has worked with youth and parents, building confidence and self-esteem for over 30 years. She is a John Maxwell certified master level trainer and coach, as well as a certified DISC trainer. Since numerous parents have asked Donna for advice regarding their children and teens, during this challenging time, she is offering special coaching sessions right now. Participating in these sessions will help your youth to become more inspired and motivated during the pandemic and beyond. Testimonial. Sarai Blue says, Miss Donna's training motivated, uplifted, and encouraged my children, ages 5, 9, and 15, and they are excited and feeling confident again. If you are interested or know someone who is, quickly go to www.missdonnaspeaks.com. That's www.missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Click coaching, then contact, and complete requested info, or send an email to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Hurry, space is limited.
According to the American Diabetes Association, the strongest evidence for diabetes prevention comes from the Diabetes Prevention Program, or DPP, demonstrated that an intensive lifestyle intervention could reduce the incidence of type 2 diabetes by 58% over 3 years. Welcome to ProMixGlobal.com. ProMix Global will help solve your audio recording and production needs, whether it's song recording, mixing and mastering, CDs, commercials, IVRs, audiobooks, or general voiceovers. ProMix Global is the choice for you. Your project will be delivered on time and on budget. For additional information or to schedule your studio time, go to www.promixglobal.com. Once again, www.promixglobal.com. www.promixglobal.com.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
Okay, we are back and we are talking about relationships. We're talking about family relationships, marriages as well. I know I said I would come back to the phone, but I'm real interested in reading this comment that I've received. I want to actually make sure that we have time to address this. It says, Miss Donna, I do not want to give my name, but I am separated from my husband because he is abusive. He says he will do anything for us to stay together, including counseling. Please ask therapist Peppy what she thinks. I remember her speaking a while back on your show regarding abuse. Ooh, so, okay, so, hello, Peppy, are you there? Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay, now we can. Yes, yes. I don't know if you were
okay,
able
sorry,
to hear.
Sorry, I think
hear.
I was muted.
Okay. Oh, no worries. No worries at all. Yeah, did you get a chance to hear the question?
I did, and it's
okay.
Interesting. It does. It always sounds good, and you know, naturally, you know, you do want to, you know, stay together, work things out. And I think before she, you know, listened to the presentation before, it's kind of like that cycle of abuse. So I would just, you know, caution her as far as, you know, what steps to take next. I don't know if she has, like, a safety plan. I don't know if she has, you know, places that she can go to ensure that she is safe. And I know it's a really rough situation, you know. You want things to work. You want to believe that people are not going to hurt you. And I don't know if, you know, she's had counseling. I don't know if her husband has had counseling or has been in any type of group therapy or individual therapy. So if she could kind of inform us as to some other details about the situation, that would be helpful.
Okay. All right.
Is she still on the Is she still on the phone?
Still, no, she actually, this was
oh,
actually, it was a message that she sent, actually.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It just seems like she's just feels that, well, he's saying he would do anything, including counseling, so, yeah.
Right. I guess for, I would just see if he would actually follow through with the counseling first. Because a lot of times people will, you know, they'll say that they'll do like a million things, but a lot
mm-hmm.
of times the follow-through is not always there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I would just want to see that he definitely would follow through with that first. Because a lot of times people, it does sound good, you know, I'll do this, I'll, you know, they'll promise you the world, but I would just caution, you know, as to, you know, I would just tread lightly on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I remember when you were on, I think it was back in the spring, it was in the midst of all of the, there was just so much tension during
mm-hmm.
the middle of the pandemic. And I remember, in fact, I think there were two or three shows that we were talking about abuse, and there was just so much information. And so I would also, I know she said she remembers hearing you, so I don't know if she went back to listen to any of those shows or not, but I think she's just wanting to probably get your opinion. What do you think? And you told her basically just to follow through, just to make sure that he's actually going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. So, yes, thank you so much.
Right, and it shouldn't be, yeah, someone having to beg and plead for someone to do that. And they have to really do it for themselves, not just because she wants it to happen, but he truly mm-hmm. needs to, and she may not always be able to, you know, tell whether or not, you know, he's really sincere. But, you know, hopefully, you know, but I would just say before making just a final decision, you know, just ensuring that he is going to follow through.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much for that. And we are coming again. I will say the last four digits in your phone number. And you can give us your comment. Extension 6947, extension 6947. Hello. Okay, they may be listening. All right. Let's go to extension, looks like 0497, extension 0497. Hello.
Hello, Ms. Donna.
Yes, hi there.
This is Kim Adams.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
And I really didn't have any comments to add this time. I just wanted to listen and see everybody else's comments.
Okay, just kind of listening in. Okay, no worries.
Yeah.
No worries. Kim, thank you so much for tuning in, okay?
No problem.
Thanks. All right. And so, again, our number is 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. And let's see. All right. So let's look at extension 7743. Extension 7743. Hello. Extension 7743. Okay. All right. So I know that we also had on. Well, let me go ahead and read this message here. Just want to make sure we cover everything possible. It says, Miss Donna, Etiquette Lady, I was unable to call in, but I want you to know that my husband and I really appreciated the couples that shared. I know they were married for a lot of years, and they obviously know what they are talking about. We went back and listened to the archive to take notes. Thanks again for covering this topic. And that comes from Kathy in Ohio. Sure, you're so welcome, Kathy. And thank you so much for listening. I want to go ahead and pull in. I was not sure if she was going to make it on this evening, but now that I know she's here, I'm going to pull her in. I want to get some feedback from Dr. Tia. Are you there? Hello? Hello? Okay, we will check back. We'll check back in with her. Okay, so once again, we are talking about family relationships. We're talking about how to stay in your relationship, healthy relationship, I should say, actually. I want to go back. I just want to circle back. I always want to make sure I circle back to our first caller. I do want to go back and just to see if there is any other information or anything else that she would like to share. I know we had a few people that are on and they are listening, and I may try to circle to them as well, just to see if there's any additional comments before we conclude. And I know, hello. Hello, extension 7903. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, all right, I have you now.
Is he here? Yes.
Okay. Yeah, just wanted to circle back to you and to see if you had any additional thoughts you wanted to share.
Well, I was listening in on some of them that has been mentioning how long they've been married for. Well, we've been married for 40 years.
Wow, okay.
Well, thank you. And I do have my husband here. Do you want to say anything?
Oh, certainly. Well, we would be happy to hear him.
Hi there.
How are you?
Well, we've been happily married for 40 years. Just with all this back and forth, I'm hoping that everything comes to a close and we can spend that quality time on a daily basis, you know, that we have been for years. So that's my take on that.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to you as well for 40 years.
Yes.
And it's absolutely beautiful.
We can't complain. We really have been blessed because all that we've been through, and even with the traveling back and forth for business, I got to say, you know, we are very, very blessed because some marriages probably wouldn't even last, you know. I'm gone months at a time, but, you know, we're back and forth. I mean, we're on the phone all the time sharing Bible verses and stuff like that over the phone, text messages and emails. So, you know, we're doing good. We're just trying to settle down in one place.
So that goes to show you. So that's a great example of a couple that I'm sure you have even, you know, more challenges because of your travel and you're not always in the same place. And so, yeah, that's wonderful. So for those couples out there that may, you know, you may be in a marriage or in a relationship where, you know, you travel or long distance relationships a lot of times, you might say that it can work. So that's what you all are proving to us, that it can work. And it sounds as though that you are certainly using technology to be able to assist with that, correct?
Most definitely. We face time using Zoom as well. So we're using everything that we can possibly use to at least see each other, communicate, you know, even with our grandkids, you know. So, yes.
And it's like 9 hours away, Donna, so you can't just jump in the vehicle and say you're going to be there within a couple of hours. It has to be planned.
Wow. Very good. So those that are listening know that, yes, it is possible, but it sounds like it also has to be intentional to keep the relationship going strong and healthy, correct?
Correct. You know, you know, some marriages, I mean, really fall apart when they apart a lot, majority of the time. But, you know, like I said, it takes work, and you have to work on your relationship. You know, if you love each other and love each other like you say you do, you will work hard and even harder to stay together. So, you know, I don't know anything about the abusive relationships or anything like that. Those, I mean, if you're It takes two. Let's just put it like that. It takes two to really want it to work, you know. And you have to have God in your life, number one. I mean, I remember our first days. Our first few years of marriage, but 2 to 3 years, you know. My husband, he was a Muslim. He wasn't Christian. I was, and raised in church. You know, we went through some rocky times, especially with dealing with the relationship involving God and being Muslim. So, you know, that it took a lot of work, but I kept him in church with me. Every chance we got, we were serving the Lord. And one thing I can say, ask him a question. Okay, tell me about your God, you know. And he couldn't really tell me anything about his, no more than he sure knew a lot about mine after a few years. So he decided he's joining me. And, you know, I am so blessed that, you know, he found the Lord, and, hey, that's what kept us and is keeping us together.
Beautiful. That is beautiful. I thank you so much, both of you. I thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
My pleasure. So, everyone, again, if you want to give us a quick call, 516-418-5894, you can do that before we wrap up. We'll be wrapping up in just a few moments. Also, I'm going to go back here, and I'm going to circle back on a couple of the numbers I'm not sure I was able to pull. Extension 2651, and once again, I will say the last four digits in your phone number, okay? Hello? Okay, all right, they may be listening. Seems like it's a program this evening that people are certainly enjoying listening to, and I know I am myself as well. I'm just so enjoying hearing the comments. And I'm going to go back to Pepe just for a moment or two. And Pepe, so it's great to hear what helps, I guess, to make a relationship to work, right? And I know oftentimes, you know, you do give us, you tell people to watch for some telltale signs and just to make sure people are going to do in the relationship what they're saying they're going to do when they're in a situation where they may be estranged, right?
Right.
Because I remember we talked about that in a couple other of our shows. And
right. Just, and I didn't want to make it sound like you know, it's just gloom and doom, and you know, for you know, the situation where the lady was asking for, you know, advice regarding the relationship. And I think, mm-hmm. like your other callers were talking about how, you know, that's something that definitely is going to take a lot of prayer
mm-hmm.
on both ends. You know, that takes prayer. It takes, you know, a lot of times when people have, you know, like if the husband has grown up a certain way, he's been exposed a lot to, you know, maybe domestic violence and everything. A lot of times, even though a person may not want to do that, you know, it's just so ingrained that they just kind of find themselves continuing to do that over and over again. And if, you know, you're not getting counseling for it or haven't had counseling for it, a lot of times it's hard to break that cycle. And so I'm just hoping, you know, for her safety, you know, and for his, you know, that he's just really serious about, you know, getting the help that he needs. You know, it's one thing to say, you know, I want help, but it's a total different thing to do it, you know, to participate, mm-hmm. to take action.
Mm-hmm.
and be willing to right. do it.
And I know you always give us the reality, you know, surrounding this. I know that, I mean, there are reasons that people do break up. So I know we're trying to highlight all the positive, and that's why certainly I'm just so grateful that couples were able to call in and share what's working. But we know with the stats as high as they are, there's so much that is not working. And I always like for you to certainly give us, you know, the reality check and the signs and things like that that, you know, people need to look for, because, you know, realistically we know that, you know, there are challenges in relationships. I know I was watching a movie the other night, and there was a gentleman, well, it was a couple on, and the gentleman said to his wife, I think his wife he felt was irritating him, and he said he didn't want to say anything to her for the simple fact that he watched his dad, you know, be very abusive toward the mother, or toward his mother, so he didn't want to do that. And so later on in the movie, there was something that kind of tripped him where he said to her, "I understand why my dad did what he did," and then he hit her, you know. So, you know, I know that that is definitely a reality. And so, yes, we certainly, you know, want to talk about that. And I thank you so much, Pepe, for your transparency in helping us to discuss that part. And we're certainly definitely praying for her. Well, once again, everyone, thank you so much for joining us this evening. I thank you for those who certainly, you know, send us messages, those that call in to share, and we thank you so much for that. We appreciate you certainly supporting the show, listening. Those of you who actually share our links, you know, we've had some people that they forwarded out to other people. We appreciate that. Also, if you have an etiquette question, or if you have a topic that you'd like to hear us discuss in the future, certainly let us know, and we'll see what we can do in order to make that happen. And again, we appreciate you sharing, telling your friends, family. We know our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, and we know we can only do that one person at a time. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. And if you've listened to the show more than once, you've heard me say that. That happens to be one of my favorite proverbs. Of course, you know, I always want to invite you and to remind you to please, it's a perfect time to initiate an act of kindness. And we know that we can, you know, count on you to do that this week, okay? Listen, thanks again, callers, those of you who shared. Pepe, I certainly also, you know, applaud you as well for spending time with us. I did receive a message from Pastor Williams, who was unable to join us this evening because he has a prior appointment with his family. So, but we thank him anyway because he's been with us so many times. Okay, again, you guys, continue to be safe out there. All right, continue to be safe, and we will speak again next time. Good night, take care, and God bless.
There is a lot of uncertainty going on in our world today, but you can be certain that Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady, and What Is Etiquette Anyway talk show, will be here to continue to encourage you. Stay safe and be encouraged. Thanks for listening to What Is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.